This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. It is 5:34 p.m. Lynn Mark, thank you for sticking around. So we've got some news out of Facebook. They're going to venture into the online dating business.
Wow.
I know. What can you tell us, Lynn?
So Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg made the announcement at a conference yesterday. They're introducing a new opt-in feature on the Facebook app that'll take you to a dating profile. Now, this is not visible to your Facebook friends.
For now.
We have a clip. You never know with Facebook.
That's right.
We have a clip now of Zuckerberg talking about this, actually, so he sums it up pretty well.
Today, we are announcing a new set of features coming soon around dating. Now, this is going to be for building real long-term relationships. All right, not just hookups. It's going to be in the Facebook app, but it's totally optional. And I know a lot of you are going to have questions about this, so I want to be clear that we have designed this with privacy and safety in mind from the beginning. But the bottom line is we want Facebook to be somewhere where you can start meaningful relationships. So we're excited to start rolling this out soon.
All right, there we go. CEO of Facebook, Kermit the Frog, announcing his new online dating business.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, so Zuckerberg in the clip mentioned, obviously privacy is a big deal, what with the whole Cambridge Analytica thing going on. Mm. And one of the features is that the profile is only visible to people outside of your friends list. It's structured around events or meetups. So if you're going to, say, a Coldplay concert, Facebook's dating profile will show you people who are also going who match your preferences.
Oh, that means I can sell the spare tickets easier, lah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but carry on.
So, that said, there has been some pushback from social media users who find it, a little bit questionable that Facebook essentially said, hey, sorry for harvesting all this data without your knowledge. Mm. We're not going to do it again, but oh, look, here's a new function that uses an algorithm based on your interests and profile to match you up with potential partners.
Yeah, I mean, you just knew they were going to go in this direction. I mean, relationship status, what is it? It's complicated, isn't it? Is that what they have there?
No, yeah, exactly. It's single, married, it's complicated and all of that stuff. But no, Caroline, you know what's the interesting thing? You're right. You just knew they were going to go there because they have more information about us, the individual, more than any other organization or platform out there.
Well, looked at in that light, then this is a natural progression.
Yeah, feels like it.
Well, how has the announcement affected, other marketplaces, like Tinder, right? Is that right? Tinder.
Yes.
Are you pretending not to know what Tinder is?
Not to know what Tinder is.
Okay. So Match Group, which owns Tinder, OkCupid, other apps like Plenty of Fish and Match.com. So they saw the biggest slide. They closed down more than 22%.
Wow.
Match's parent company, IAC, also saw a stock slide. They ended the day down 17%. In fact, IAC CEO Joey Levin responded to the news of Facebook's foray into online dating by saying, come on in, the water's warm. Their product could be great for U.S.-Russia relationships.
Ouch. That is a burn.
It is.
Oh, dear.
Excellent. I'm really excited about this. I want to see where it goes. Moving on to Bursa, I hear Sumatech Resource has been doing pretty badly. What happened there?
Pretty badly is a bit of an understatement. So what happened was that their external auditors highlighted some concerns over an oil field, which Sumatech is looking to acquire. The disclaimer of opinion triggered a slide. The stock tanked. They fell as much as 30% today before recovering to close at 5 cents per share, down 23.1%.
All right, Lynn Mark, thank you so much for that market wrap. We're now going to be playing Name That Tune, so keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.